USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Senate confirmation hearings always bring up the most intelligent questions. Senator Hirono of Hawaii to nominee Judge Amy Barrett.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Senators in today's hearing were questioning Judge Barrett's stance on Roe versus Wade. The answer was pretty much the same.
So I think, you know, what the Casey standard is, and that's just, it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer. But I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, this is Dan Salio for MyPillow. If you're looking for that perfect night's sleep, do me a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. I have been looking for a great night's sleep because I suffer from insomnia, and I have to have it. And when I was sent MyPillow, unbelievable the results so far. Do me a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. If you suffer for this or you want a great night's sleep, call them at 800-951-8175. Use the promo code USA, and you can get as much as 66% off of the entire line of MyPillow products. 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last. Go to MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-951-8175. That's 800-951-8175, and use that promo code USA. I'm promising you folks, it's an incredible experience, and it's been the greatest night's sleep of all time for me. Do me a favor. Tell them Cilio sent you.
Americans living in the United Kingdom began early voting in London Tuesday, ahead of the November 3rd election. One resident reported that this was the first election where she had received her ballot via email. The voter said that she felt more secure by taking her vote to the embassy, where it will be sent to a U.S. sorting office. The embassy actually contacted us and let us know that this was an option, said U.S. citizen Patricia Wynn. It just felt like a more secure way in an environment where we are kind of questioning all of the aspects of mail-in voting. Patricia continued, "This felt like a more secure way for me to make sure that my voice is heard." Early voting began in Texas Tuesday with fairly long lines for some voters at some locations. 50,000 votes had been cast by noon local time in Harris County. That includes Houston. The state of Georgia has already seen 425,000 ballots cast this year following several weeks of mail-in voting. That's according to data keepers Catalyst. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
When we look back on the one and only vice presidential debate, what stands out? The fly. So why not capitalize on the pest? USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about, and so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A black hole in space, 214 light years from Earth, devoured a star like it was a big exploding noodle, as astronomers got a front row seat. The unfortunate star, as researchers called it in their paper, was orbiting in the dense nucleus of a galaxy about 214 million years ago. It had wandered too close to the galaxy's central supermassive black hole, and that black hole stretched it out like spaghetti and swallowed it in one big event. Scientists call this process spaghettification. Light from the massive star grab reached Earth in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.